Right, so tonight's story is called Give Me Some Space by Philip Bunting. Here we go. Ever since the stars aligned to bring her here, Una has loved space. Her first step was one giant leap. Her first word was gravity. And with each birthday, Una's cakes became ascendingly astronomical. Some cool looking cakes. One is a rocket ship. That looks like the solar system. Now, after a few more laps around the sun, Una lives in a world of cosmic curiosity and intergalactic inspiration. So look, she's got a poster of the moon in her bedroom. She has an observation notebook. She has a globe. She has Neil, her goldfish, and an actual meteorite. How cool is that? Ooh. What else has she got?
A telescope.
A telescope. She's got a rocket hanging from her ceiling. And she's got poster of an astronaut and some posters of Orion, the stars, the constellation. Very cool. Una dreams of a life in space.
Mom, who's that?
We'll find out. Life on Earth is just so. The Earth doesn't have fancy rings like Saturn. Meh, the Earth. The Earth doesn't have a go-getter name like Mars. The Earth is named after the ground of dirt, soil, mud. The Earth can't zip through space like a comet.
Is that Mercury?
That's a comet.
Comet.
Yeah. One day, Una will become an astronaut.
That's Saturn. You forgot that one.
I mentioned Saturn.
Mars.
Yeah.
Just flying.
She will leave the Earth behind. But for now, she is an astronaut in waiting. So this sign says you must be this tall to be an astronaut. So she's not quite tall enough yet, see? Una very much likes the astronaut bit. She is not so keen on the in waiting part. It will take aeons to grow this tall. But here is the good bit. Una has been industriously working on an interplanetary plan. Oh, with accompanying attire, of course. So she's got her goldfish bowl empty. I wonder where Neil is. And that's going to be her helmet. Hand-me-down snowsuit from big cousin Carl. And that'll be her astronaut suit. Carl's...
What did you say again?
It's a hand-me-down snowsuit from her cousin Carl. Carl's ski gloves. Slightly too big, but they'll do the trick. Mum's dusty all-white Uggs. 1995. Still cool. And today is the big day. Today, Una will finally swap her humdrum ho-hum life on Earth for an extraordinary extraterrestrial life in space.
That's what she looks like on the front.
Once she has packed a picnic and said so long to Neil. Her mission, to find life in space. She looks awesome, doesn't she, Rory?
Yeah.
But she will have to get there first. Attempt number one. Oh, she's in a rocket. Fail. Attempt number two. What has she got? What she's holding on to?
A balloon.
A big helium balloon. Nope, that didn't work either. Attempt number three. A rocket. Five, four.
That's easy.
Do you want to count it down?
Five, four, three, two, one.
Ooh. What usually happens? Blast off. Space was even more extraordinary than Una had hoped. There was no so-so, no humdrum, and certainly no ho-hum out here. There's Mercury. A year on Mercury goes quickly. One Mercury year lasts just 88 Earth days. No
Venus?
Life here, though. Venus. Venus is the hottest planet in the solar system.
Venus.
With an average temperature of 465 degrees Celsius. That's way too toasty for life. Saturn. No life here, but one of its many moons, Titan, has its own atmosphere. Maybe one day there's
Jupiter.
Titan. Jupiter. This whopper is 11 times wider than the Earth and has at least 79 moons. But Jupiter is all gas. No life. What's this one?
Neptune.
Nope. What's this one?
Uranus.
This pongy planet is shrouded by clouds of hydrogen sulfide. That's the stuff that makes rotten eggs stink. P.U. Too stinky for life to exist here. And last, we have Mars. No life on the red planet yet, but it is home to Olympus Mons, the tallest mountain in the solar system, whose peak is over 26 kilometers.
I'm talking.
Above its base. I'm reading.
Mom.
Yes, Rory.
You can jump this high on, like, Mars.
Oh, wow. That would be cool. Almost at the edge of the solar system. No life so far. Phew, Uranus was really smelly. Am I alone out here? Did I remember to feed Neil? Maybe there is no life in space. Una's mind expanded like the universe with each new moment. Space and time seemed to stand still as she travelled further towards the edge of the solar system. There's Neptune. The most distant planet in our solar system is pretty chilly at an average of minus 214 degrees Celsius. No life here either. Brrr.
Mom, there's the solstice.
Yeah.
I don't know. Want to count to me?
Well, can we do that after? We're still reading the story. With all of this astronauting, Una had worked up quite an appetite. So she found a lovely spot on a ring of frozen rocks and launched into her cheese sandwiches and astronaut ice cream. This is the Kuiper Belt, I think is how you say it.
Kuiper Belt. A giant donut-shaped
ring of frozen rocks and ice. Pluto is in here somewhere. Oh, I've read that the center of the Milky Way tastes like raspberries, thanks to the compound ethyl formate. Yum. In the distance, something caught Una's eye. Shining in the light of a nearby star,
what is it?
A tiny blue speck seemed to shimmer as if it were alive. Captivated, Una quickly packed up her picnic and set off towards it. As she moved closer, Una could see that the shimmering blue planet was orbiting on a tremendous
loop
around its star.
No, it's the moon.
It's very fast, orbiting at 30 kilometers a second. It spins on its axis at around 1600 kilometers per hour. It has one moon. It seems to be covered by a very thin layer of gas, an atmosphere. Could this planet support life?
One moon.
What could it be? Had she discovered life in space? A trillion possibilities rushed through Una's mind as she approached the spinning, sparkling sphere. And just like that, it came into sharp focus. The blue planet was
Earth.
The Earth. Suspended in space, her beautiful blue home now shimmered even more brightly than before. In that moment, Una made the most marvelous observation. There is life in space. We are life in space. And we are all the crew of the most spectacular spaceship in the universe. Everything we need to explore the cosmos is already on board. Fresh water, air supply, lots of lovely food, fellow travellers, plenty of room to live, love, learn and play. With her mission complete and astronaut ice cream supplies severely depleted, it was time to return home and begin a new mission. We are all travelling through space right now. The Earth is our spaceship and it's the only home we've got. It is our mission to take care of the Earth so that we can explore the universe for light years to come. There you go. The end. We have to look after the Earth, don't we?
Yeah.